Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
An iconic Aussie party food is top of mind at the moment, at least between yourself and myself. The last two weekends in a row, I've been to two separate first birthday parties.
Yep.
This iconic snack was there. It's going to be there on Saturday for my son Jack's first birthday party.
And I was so excited to be attending your son's first birthday. Thanks for the invite. Appreciate it. As his favourite auntie, I'm very excited to be there.
My sister and sister-in-law would be absolutely furious that you're claiming that, but go for it.
Well, I mean, do they get the same amount of kisses as I do? I don't know. We'll find out this Saturday.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But I asked you, of course, being the first birthday of your beautiful son, you said that you were planning lots of things. I said, you love fairy bread, Tim.
It's my favourite.
Are you going to be making fairy bread for your son's birthday?
But the way you asked it, you were like, are you going to make fairy bread or are you going to make your version of fairy bread?
Because I don't believe your version is officially fairy bread.
What do you mean?
You use the sticks.
Sprinkles.
They are not fairy bread, my friend.
That's fairy bread, dude.
Fairy bread is hundreds and thousands. The little balls. You don't want sticks. You want balls. They taste better.
I think whether you use the hundreds and thousands tiny little balls or the sticks, they're both fairy bread. I just think the sprinkles are so much better.
I'm telling you, you make a plate of the sticks, the sprinkles, and you make a plate of the balls, the hundreds and thousands.
Oh, it's a bit of an experiment.
And I'm telling you, the balls will go faster. No one's going to be touching the other plate.
The sticks, to me, they stick better into the butter of the bread.
Sure.
And again, when you learn that this is just an Australian thing, you go, wow, aren't we lucky? We are really in the lucky country.
We are lucky.
And I know at Baker's Delight over the weekend in Bannockburn, there was a big party going on. K-Rock Street Team was there. They were making fairy bread.
They were making fairy bread the correct way, Tim, with hundreds of thousands. I asked our promotions team, hey, have you, like, what sprinkles did you end up buying on Saturday? And they said, are there other ones? There's only hundreds of thousands. Correct answer.
What? And okay, you're getting me all riled up. You don't have to come. I can uninvite you to this party on Saturday.
Please don't. As his favourite auntie, I should be there.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Which is the better one? Is it sprinkles or is it hundreds or thousands? I think sprinkles offers a greater. It looks better. The ball, they're just messy. They fall off. They're going everywhere.
That's half the fun.
No, it's not fun. It's messy.
Where does the stick go? It just stays on the plate. It doesn't even roll around.
In your tummy. I know a lot of people have love for the hundreds and thousands, but I think sprinkles is an educated person's fairy bread.
If we can get a whole onslaught of people going for the hundreds and thousands, will you change your mind about this Saturday's events?
No. But
keep an open mind, sir.
It's slammed shut. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. What's the better fairy bread? Is it the hundreds and thousands? Is it the sprinkles? Lucy from Lethbridge has given us a call. Lucy, what do you think?
Well, I half was listening to the conversation, but are you talking about hundreds of thousands, those little hard dot things?
Yeah, the rocks.
And sprinkles being the long, skinny, soft ones.
Correct.
Softer ones. Yeah, the sprinkles work.
Oh, jeez, Lucy, I wonder what ones you like.
Yeah.
It seems more pleasant to eat the sprinkles, don't you think, Lucy?
Nah, because you want the crunch of the hundreds and thousands. It's half you get the soft bread, the nice creamy butter, and then the crunch of that hundreds and thousands balls. Finish it off.
If Lucy and I wanted crunch, we'd eat pork crackle.
Okay. I love pork crackle.
But we're not. So you would say, like, on a scale, like, if you had to rate sprinkles out of 10 and hundreds and thousands out of 10, give me a number, Lucy.
So 1 for the hundreds and thousands and 10 for the sprinkles. Okay. There is no discussion here.
Hang up on Lucy.
I'm not going to hang up, but we are going to move on. Appreciate that very much, Lucy. Thank you very much. I believe we have young Archie from Armstrong Creek. Archie, are you passionate about fairy bread?
Yes,
okay.
Definitely. Oh, definitely. Okay.
Is it one of your favourite party foods?
Yeah.
Just a heads up. I'm 31, Archie, which I know must sound super old to you, but it keeps always being the best.
It keeps getting better.
Some things in your childhood, they'll go away, but fairy bread's always there for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you like sprinkles or the hundreds and thousands better?
Sprinkles all the way. It just melts in your mouth.
Melts in your mouth! What about the crunch, Archie? Don't you want that crunchy feeling in your mouth?
Definitely not.
Don't you think the hundreds and thousands, like the little balls, it's just messy. They're flying everywhere. They're going on the floor.
Sprinkles
they're going in the carpet.
Sprinkles are flying everywhere too.
No, they're not, because they don't roll as much, because they're sticks.
Yeah, they get stuck in your teeth too.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. The hundreds and thousands of balls, they get stuck in your teeth. And you know, like rocks, Jess. Like rocks in your mouth.
Well, you've all got rocks in your head, so.
Archie, you're an absolute star. And just remember, it is always going to be there for you, okay?
Okay.
See, Archie gets it. He's a young man in Armstrong Creek, growing up, pioneering the superior fairy bread, which is 100% confirmed to be sprinkles over hundreds and thousands.
I'll allow it, but don't come crying to me when people are asking where the real fairy bread is on Saturday.
I'm going to force you to eat a whole loaf of it.
This is Tim and Jess.
E-scooters, Jess, you would say, have become a very popular mode of transport in the last 4 years.
Not just the like Lime e-scooters anymore. Like
or the Beam or whatever they're called.
People have got like their own personal e-scooters. They've become way more popular than I thought they ever would.
Hundreds of dollars, some of them thousands, some of the top end ones. I've only ever used a higher one in like Adelaide and Melbourne.
Yeah.
So I've never ridden one that has like a full go.
Yeah.
There's two people here at the radio station that have it.
Seems to be spreading around the office, yeah.
If I'm being completely honest, again, it's super stereotyping, but it's always people that you wouldn't expect to be riding e-scooters that are the ones that actually
I'm too scared to try one because I've never been on one before.
I was explaining to someone that anytime you try anything that isn't walking in a straight line, I get a little bit... A little bit nervy. How many times have I been present for a huge injury because you were doing something other than walking straight?
That's fair. One of the times it was because I was walking straight.
Yeah, and so. I said, watch out for the black ice, and you told me to shut up. Broke your ankle.
Okay.
Who shuts up now? Because the reason I'm bringing up these e-scooters, and like e-bikes are a popular one as well, in Geelong, at least in the CBD, like in town, that you do see some people e-scooting around. When we first moved to Geelong a couple of years ago, almost 2 years ago.
You were hell-bent on getting an e-scooter.
I've only ever done it three times in my life, but I put together a PowerPoint presentation to my wife to be like, here's why we need to invest this money. I don't want to have to use my car. We were living right near the footy stadium at the time at K Park.
She was like, can I see that laptop? delete.
delete the slideshow. That's why today when I saw something on Jeringham Street as I was coming into town for work, it's like when you see, what's a way to put it? It just felt like back in the good old days. That's how I'll put it.
Oh.
I want you to picture a businesswoman. So when you picture a businesswoman, a modern day businesswoman, what are you seeing?
I'm picturing some sort of blazer.
Like a very nice long blazer, yep.
Maybe like matching pants or like
long skirt for this businesswoman in Geelong. Again, Jeringham going downhill, so towards Ryrie. I've just been to the post office, so I'm driving to work that way. And in the bike lane is where this person is. Not on an e-scooter. No. And the reason that it caught my attention was because I was shocked to see this businesswoman, this business professional person ready to hit their day was they were on a Razor scooter.
Oh, manual.
Manual.
El Manuel.
Yeah. And the handlebars, because obviously like at least when I had my Razor scooter, when I was scooting to primary school in grade 5 and grade 6, I would have the handlebars as low as they could go because I felt that's how I could get the most, a bit of movement.
Closer to the ground.
Yeah, closer to the ground. Mm. Handlebars a bit high, you get the speed wobbles easier. Where am I going to go? And she's like doing, like, if you've been watching the Olympics at least in the skateboarding, like she's got the right lean.
Yeah.
She's on her way. She's the COO. She's going into business, throws out a bit of a tail whip, just going down Jeringham like it's nothing.
That's really cool.
I'm thinking of leaving this job and going to work for her.
I thought you were going to go and buy a scooter.
No.
You want to work for this woman.
That's the most impressive human being I've ever seen. You're right. She's driving a manual scooter.
Can our boss Tom drive a manual scooter?
Highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely.
I just don't think he's got it in him. Because it reminded me, and I think we all had a Razor scooter, at least if you were in that generation, with the full Razor.
My ankles, remember?
Oh, man. And she I bet you she got down to the bottom of Jeringham, full skid, did it. Boom, ankle breaker.
Flipped it around, whipped it over her shoulder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Knocked out some person walking by her, walked on, said, excuse me.
Weapon. Do we need razor scooters?
I think, well, you don't, but I do. but just let's be safe with it.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
I am going to ask of you in a moment, Jess, if people call up and want to have a chat about this, I need you to sit silently. And I know
silently
being on a radio show, it's not
does
often
it not
asked.
Say Tim and Jess on that wall?
I thought it said with. I must have been missaying it this whole time. But I just need you to listen because I know that you are going to get your back up.
Okay.
I know you're going to come across defensive.
All right. I am going to keep an open mind and not get my back up. Here we go.
There's something that I've known that you've been doing for a long time, and the first when I saw it 8 years ago when we first started working together, I too raised an eyebrow at this thing and went, well, that's not something you see every day, and you claimed it's normal. Now I've got to witness over these 8 years you continue to do this, and everyone you've ever been with while this has happened go, hang on, what's going on here? And all your defense is that, hey, it's normal. And I just need you to know that it isn't. I want to talk about your eating of lemons.
Oh, okay. Thank God. Oh, thank God. I really thought this was going in a different direction. I stand by it.
You have stood by this for a very long time.
It's a citrus fruit. It's fine. I'm sorry. I'm getting my back up. I'm zipping.
Jess will eat a lemon like it's an orange.
I didn't realize it was weird until people started pointing it. And sometimes I forget. And I'll sit, like yesterday we sat at lunch and I
started peeling a lemon.
Yeah. Like I started slicing it like it was going to be an orange that I'd serve, you know, at halftime at a footy match.
Yeah. it's sour though, right?
Yeah. But like delicious. Like I love sour stuff. Like instead of eating like a sour lolly, give me a full lemon. Do you know what I mean?
She's a grown up. She pays her taxes.
I do.
She owns a house. When I don't want a sour lolly, I'll eat a lemon.
I mean, it's just health, Tim. You know?
I do hear that doctors suggest like a bit of lemon water in a glass of water and the first thing in the morning goes a long way.
I did squeeze some lemon into my drink today.
Not sure if eating a lemon whole is... You've got to admit, because your whole thing is you go, it's normal. It's not abnormal, but it's not normal.
People
mate.
Look at me strange when I get a lemon in like a Coke when we, you know, we'd go do trivia on a Wednesday and I get a lemon Coke. And
no, that's fine.
And I'll always eat my lemon wedge.
Oh, that's
I'm
weird,
like,
yeah.
What's the difference? I'm putting it in my drink. I may as well finish it off, right?
It's chewing on a lemon, Jess, is the thing that people, I think.
I think more people do this than you realize.
Well, what I wanted to do on 5223295 is it normal to eat a lemon like an orange? And Jess, if someone says it isn't, I just need you to listen.
Do you want me to stop doing it?
No, because it's fine. If you want to keep doing it, that's totally fine. You need to remove this idea that what you're doing is a common and normal thing.
I think it is a common thing. I think then it's more why common than you realize.
Why does every person who's ever seen you do it?
I think people don't realize they can do it. And once they know, like now everyone listening right now, is going to be like, yes, finally, I can do it without shame.
Is it like coffee? Do you have to build your way up to it? Is it like the first lemon you try and eat whole?
Yeah, I've just always really enjoyed lemons. Like Starburst, I was always like the first ones I always grabbed was the lemon ones. They're the best.
That's so different from me liking the orange ones and grabbing an orange though. You get that right?
Exactly the same.
I just need you, if people call up on 5223295, Abby from Grovedale, do you think eating lemons like oranges is just a little bit weird?
I think it's completely normal.
Thank you, Abby. Thank you,
everyone's taste buds are different. And, you know, like I said to Jess, I don't like spicy food. It's the same difference. Like, I wouldn't go putting chili flakes on my stuff to ruin it.
But
Jess
you would
like to enjoy a lemon.
But I think, can we, like, let's all step back for a second. If you heard someone eating chili flakes, you wouldn't go, wow, that's unusual. When you see someone eating a lemon.
Yeah, but I'm not
like
biting into it like an apple. I'm sitting there and I'm cutting it like an orange.
Princess Diana. However do we
exactly
do?
Exactly, sophistication behind it.
Thank you, Abby. Sophistication.
Abby, I understand, like, it's not
I'm sorry, can we just highlight the fact that Abby called me sophisticated?
Abby, clearly, your computer's not working.
Going back, girl. Always.
Thank you, Abby.
All right, Abby. God bless. Azza from Grovedale, can we speak some normalcy into Jess and tell her that eating a lemon, it's not abnormal, but it definitely isn't normal.
Definitely not normal.
Okay.
I think if I had a lemon, like an orange, I think my whole face would just implode.
That's Simpsons
like,
episode.
They're not always as sour as you think, Azza. Like, sometimes they're a little bit sweet.
You're not. No.
It's just, I'm not saying that I don't think you should stop doing this. I think all I want from you is to go, yeah, look, it's different.
Yesterday it hurt a little bit because I did get a paper cut in the meeting earlier and then I got lemon juice in my paper cut and that hurt a little bit, Azza. But didn't stop
lemon
me from
shopping. Lemon juice is like a whole paper cut for the face.
It's a paper cut of the face, eating a lemon. There we go. Put that on a shirt, Azza. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much. That it is a little strange, but...
Does it raise an eyebrow?
Perhaps.
Has it stopped every conversation that's been happening while you eat it?
I'm just a little quirky, Tim. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Anyway, I'm just going to go off and eat a rock. It's my sweet treat. You know, a bit crunchy, but, you know.
Ooh, sounds dusty.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.